Many stretches of the U.S.-Mexico border are barren and isolated. For undocumented migrants, trekking across that sun-baked terrain has always been dangerous. But in recent months, the journey for migrants has become even more deadly.
These deaths are going up because people are working harder to evade Border Patrol, and Border Patrol is working hard to squeeze them into more difficult-to-cross areas.
That's Jason DeLeon. He directs the Undocumented Migration Project at the University of Michigan. DeLeon received a MacArthur Genius Grant this week for his work using the tools of archaeology to study the things that undocumented migrants have left behind when crossing the border.
People who are crossing the Arizona desert walk for dozens of miles through really difficult terrain, and along the way they will discard food, wrappers, clothing, lose personal possessions. And we've been using archaeology to go in and document this stuff and sort of recover these items, map their location, and then collect a lot of artifacts that come back to the University of Michigan and get cataloged and analyzed as we would any kind of traditional archaeological assemblage.
Can you tell us about one or two things in your collection that, you know, you found and you feel like there's a mystery behind them, a story behind them that you don't know? What puzzles you about what you find?
We've recovered a lot of objects that I think are really emotionally impactful. Baby shoes, diaper bags, baby bottles, that sort of stuff. But there's been other things that we've recovered that I think are kind of more open-ended and sort of ambiguous, but still kind of powerful. One of them is an empty picture frame that we found in the Arizona desert that says, "Number One, Dad." But the picture was taken out and this picture frame was left behind. And I just always kind of think, you know, who is the number one dad in this context? I mean, who are the parents that are migrating to improve the lives of their kids? And does it make one a better father to stay behind and try to work through the poverty in these sending countries? Or is it better to migrate and perhaps lose your life in the name of working to help your children? Or the folks who are able to make it and then can send money back home, at the same time their families have been fractured by this transnational migration. And so I oftentimes think about, you know, this idea of the good parent in this context, and really the difficult decision that people have to make, and how those things kind of come to be represented archaeologically out there in the desert.
Have you ever managed to reunite any of this stuff with its owners?
Typically, the things that we find that have names and addresses, like birth certificates or official documents from Latin America, we turn those over to the consulate or to embassies, and those are returned by those folks. I always worry about being the person who shows up with someone's Bible or a love letter, and then maybe that person has gone missing, maybe that person is dead, and then it puts me kind of in this awkward situation as the keeper of these objects or the returner of these objects, yet I don't have a good sense of, you know, what actually happened to this person. And So I've tried to not do that because I feel like that then puts me in a sort of difficult ethical situation.
You've got this storeroom with lots of legal boxes in which all this stuff is stored at the University of Michigan. I'd like to know what you do with this, and do you see a connection between documenting the things immigrants take with them and how to correct the terrifying stories of migration through the desert across many borders? In other words, can documenting these things help change immigration policy?
I don't know if it can help change immigration policy. I feel like we're at a moment now where having any kind of nuanced policy discussion seems to have flown out the door. But I do think that these objects are material evidence that this brutal border crossing has impacted the lives of millions of people. And so for us, collecting these objects, calling them archaeology, fighting it back against the narrative that these are just the trash that migrants leave in the desert, for me, that's an important move at this moment. But also, you know, in some ways, I do think people are able to think about migration in maybe a different way if they're forced to confront the shoes and the bloody socks and the water bottles and the material remains of this difficult experience. That's what I'm hoping. I mean, a place like Ellis Island, where the American public has this very romanticized view about what Ellis Island was like in the early 20th century. And we know from historical records and from people's firsthand accounts that Ellis Island was a terrible place to be a migrant, to be a newly arrived immigrant to this country where you were mistreated, you were exploited. And I'm hoping that by collecting this stuff and documenting it, that we can maintain some historical accuracy.
Well, here's a current reality that kind of echoes the misery at Ellis Island that you were talking about. We're reading that so far this year, deaths on the border of immigrants trying to cross into the U.S. are up. Why do you think that's the case?
Well, we force migrants into these unpopulated, really barren, difficult natural environments with the thinking that the environment itself will become an impediment to movement. And what we're doing is squeezing people more and more into harder to access places, forcing them to walk longer and longer distances. And so these deaths are going up because people are working harder to get around Border Patrol, and they're having to directly confront these environmental conditions.
So a Genius grant comes with $625,000. Do you have any idea yet of how you're going to use the money?
We're going to start a research station in southern Arizona so we can have a permanent home base. Over the years, we've been traveling back and forth and moving equipment. And so I think finally I'll be able to realize my dream of owning 2 acres and a tiny little trailer so that I don't have to lug all my stuff back and forth. You know, the idea is if we can get people to talk about immigration in perhaps different, creative, more nuanced ways, that can somehow get us closer to some sort of reform.
Jason, thanks a lot and congratulations again.
Thank you, Marco.
Jason De Leon at the University of Michigan, where he directs the Undocumented Migration Project. He's also one of the latest MacArthur geniuses.